I was wondering if you could tell me what happened to you.
I appreciate your curiosity. I was taken from this world too soon due to gun violence.
That's an AI clone of Joaquin Oliver, who died in 2018, being interviewed by US journalist Jim Acosta. Joaquin was 17 when he was killed during a mass shooting at his school in Florida. Following his death, his parents, Manuel and Patricia, created an AI avatar of him, which they trained with his social media posts and other personal details.
We reached the point where we can have actually Joaquin sending its own message. And I find that incredibly powerful.
This week, for the first time, the clone was interviewed.
Joaquin, I would like to know what your solution would be for gun violence.
Great question. I believe in a mix of stronger gun control laws, mental health support, and community engagement.
Talking lifelike avatars of dead people are not new. An AI clone was even used to give a victim impact statement during court proceedings.
I was able to be digitally regenerated to share with you today.
But that wasn't an interactive conversation like we saw between Joaquin and Mr. Acosta.
This is the first time I've seen one of these being used in more of a public advocacy context where someone is almost interviewing it about their political perspective and their perspective on life and on a political issue of the day.
The interview prompted criticism online. There has long been debate about who gives consent when using AI avatars of dead people. But as these models interact more, experts say this raises further ethical concerns.
The chatbot is both designed to sort of fill in the blank and designed to please. So it's possible that it's going to say things that Joaquin would never have said because it's an AI hallucinating facts, making facts up.
Joaquin Oliver's dad, who set up the interview, says he hopes it can be a force for good.
I read all or most of the comments. And yes, you're right. A lot of negativity, a lot of criticism. But there was also a lot of support.